Well, unfortunately, 13 malnourished kids out in Paris had thought control and not much education. And this has brought attention, once again, scrutiny onto the homeschooling phenomenon that has become very popular in modern America. And what exactly are the rules and regs on this? To talk to us about this right now is a legislative policy analyst for the Coalition for Responsible Home Education. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show Catherine Brightbill. Catherine, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
I appreciate you being with us. Now, just to clarify a couple of things. As I understand it, this terrible situation out in Paris, California, the Turpins, they had this licensed as a business. Is that correct?
They were homeschooling registered as a private school, which is how homeschooling happens in California. There isn't a separate homeschool law. You register your family as an individual private school.
Oh, okay, so they didn't have like a private school in the sense that they were taking in paying customers. They just registered that they were homeschooling their own kids is what it comes down to.
Right. Okay. That's right.
Okay, got it. Because if it was a business, obviously like a preschool or something like that, they would be subject to inspections and a licensing and permitting and all that, right?
Right. And in California, they actually exempt home-based private schools where the parents are teaching their children from the background check rules that any other private school has to follow.
Uh-huh. Now, approximately how many homeschool kids are there in America?
It's difficult to get an exact number because there aren't any comprehensive studies, but somewhere between 1 and 2 million.
All right. Now, obviously, this story got a lot of attention because it was so creepy and so horrific and there were so many kids involved. And all of a sudden, you hear the usual people who start screaming that we need to do something about this. But it's really an anomaly, isn't it? I mean, this is a freakishly rare occurrence.
It's not as much of an anomaly as you would think. From the best that our research at CRHG can do has found, child abuse is not necessarily more prevalent in homeschool families, but when child abuse happens, it's more likely to become a horrific situation like this because of the total lack of oversight, since it's possible to pull your kids out of school and just drop off the map, it can escalate into these very horrific child abuse cases.
Well, that certainly makes sense. In other words, if you are an abuser of your own children, homeschooling provides it's a great way to provide cover because obviously if they go to school, someone might notice something.
Right. And there's no mechanisms to distinguish the legitimate homeschoolers who are doing what they're supposed to be doing from the people who are homeschooling to hide child abuse.
So what kind of reforms would your organization as the legislative policy analyst for the Coalition for Responsible Home Education, obviously you wouldn't have a legislative analyst unless you were analyzing legislation.
Yes, what we recommend is that states implement an annual assessment either through achievement testing or evaluation by a certified teacher every year. That's a way to get students in front of and in contact with mandatory reporters, and it's also a good way to evaluate whether students and children are succeeding academically. We also recommend that states implement some kind of mechanism for annual pediatrician visits, which is something that good parents do already. But abusive parents tend to hide their kids away because in public schools or in traditional private schools, kids are in contact with mandatory reporters 5 days a week. But in homeschooling, it's possible they may only be in contact with mandatory reporters once or twice a year.
We're talking with Catherine Brightbill, who's a legislative policy analyst for the Coalition for Responsible Home Education. And is homeschooling a common practice in California, or are there places in the country? Is it more common in, for instance, red states, or does it really not make that much of a difference?
The best we can tell, it's fairly homogenous in red states and blue states. There's homeschooling, and homeschooling can be religious or it can be secular. So it's like, for example, Will and Jada Smith homeschooled Jaden and Willow. So yeah, it's not necessarily what people think of as just a red state phenomenon.
Right. And of course, once again, I don't know if you want to make those kids the poster child for homeschooling either, the way that's been playing out. You know, there was a time, of course, in the early days of the Republic when pretty much everybody was homeschooled and only the wealthy, people of means, could afford to have teachers for their kids. Or if they did, it was very limited. Going back all the way back to John Adams, John Adams was one of the leading advocates for a free, fair, and widespread public education, quality public education for pretty much everybody, believing that if we were going to be a self-governing people, we needed to have an informed electorate in order to turn the country over to the next generation. And that's still true, but we fight over this stuff all the time, and usually people who drop out of the public school system drop out for either religious or ideological reasons.
Yeah, yes. And then there's also like some of the other reasons people homeschool. We've seen people homeschooling because they have LGBT children who were being bullied and their school system wasn't dealing with the bullying. So they did that for the best interest of their child. Or there's other reasons why people do homeschool for the best interests of their children, which is why CRHE very much supports homeschooling, but we believe that there needs to be oversight so that it is producing educated children. Parents have a right to direct the education of their children, but not a right to decide whether or not to educate their children.
Now, Catherine, just curious, I mean, do homeschools have basic academic standards that they have to follow? Like, you know, it's schools in California, you know, you have to learn certain things and your kids have to hit certain academic standards. Do they have to follow anything that California puts before them, or can, you know, parents basically teach their kids whatever or not teach them whatever they want?
It depends on the state. A number of states actually have zero requirements whatsoever. California says that you're supposed to be following the same kind of curriculum guidelines or same subject matter guidelines as the state requires. However, they have no assessment requirements to make sure and follow up and see whether parents are teaching their kids. In practice, there really is no requirement.
Right, because nobody's actually following up with you.
Right, yeah. Right. Nobody is.
What, in the aftermath of Paris, what would you like to see done legislatively?
We'd like to see laws changed so that children have contact with mandatory reporters, including the assessment requirements, so that they are in touch with teachers for achievement testing or for evaluations. And we'd like to see requirements that children have annual physicals by pediatrician, which is something that parents are doing already, except for those abusive parents.
Well, thank you for coming on and talking to us about it. Appreciate it. Catherine Brightbill from the Coalition for Responsible Home Education.